Welcome to Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the number one source for Sonic music.
Hello and welcome to Turbo Drive Live, if you can ever do it. Welcome to Turbo Drive Live. If you're listening to this live, if you can, I'm currently going through technical difficulties on a very bad scale. So bad, in fact, that it's literally pissing me off. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, or last week's show, or last week's whatever, I was saying that I had a very bad problem with my internet router. And obviously, you know, there's been a lot of shit with my router. Apparently, it can't keep a connection for more than, I don't know, 5 minutes, you know, while I'm doing something. And that's anything. Like, looking at a web page, it can't, like, you know, it can't stay, it can't hold. So I'm getting really pissed off, and I've complained to both BT and Tiscali about this problem, and both of them deny that there's anything wrong with the phone connection or the ISP or whatever, but they're lying out of their tiny little asses, because I'm having a problem and I want it fixed now, but apparently they can't be bothered to get up off of their asses and get it sorted. So, you know, it's one of those bloody days. Right. So I would love to get another router. I mean, I would seriously love to get another router, but the last one cost me 70 quid. I'm not going to fork over another 70 quid to get a new router. I mean, what's the point? I mean, the router was fine. I mean, the router was fine until like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and it started doing this problem. If I need a whole new router, that's wasting a lot of money. I've only had that router for about, what, 6 months? Less, maybe. I don't know. But, damn, that was, like, very little time putting towards it. But, nevertheless, you know, I'm trying to get through it. You know, it's just one of those things that's been on my case for quite a while. I mean, and I've just disconnected and we're streaming now again. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that's happening to me just now. I've just had major problems with it. And if you find out that I've been disconnecting and whatnot, if you're listening to this live anyway, don't worry, just catch it again by, you know, downloading the episodes again to get all the missed stuff that you heard me say. But anyway, if you want, basically I'll just quickly run through what the show, what the show's going to consist of this week. You know, it's going to basically consist of, you know, basically Sonic News Rewind. Obviously, Sonic News coming up. What was it? then there's Turbo's First Impressions, which is later on. And, Turbo's First Impressions. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, though. It's going to be pretty bad. And, if you got any requests, send them to me ASAP, as in now. You know, just do it now, because at least I would have songs ready for a playlist for you people to enjoy later on. It makes sense. Right. Right. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, residents noticing what that I'm dropping in and out like an absolute bitch. So, dear, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, it's like I can't hold it. I can't even hold a connection for more than 5 minutes. You know. Although it says for my uptime for the actual internet itself, the IP address, it says 40 minutes. So basically the internet's been working for 40 minutes. It's the DSL connection that it's been dropping every time. And it keeps on dropping. It's dropped again. So I see this. I see this all the time. So if you... You know, obviously, if you're listening to this live, which you're not just now, obviously. If you're listening to this live, don't bother listening. Just download the episode. You know, later on in the evening. That way, you'll be sorted. But as for anything else. Like listening to the show live, it'll just be an absolute pain in the ass, you know, because it's not working at all. It does not want to. It doesn't want me to connect at all. So, there you go. Whatever. I swear to God. Anyway, yeah, less than 5 minutes into the show, and I'm dead. So, that's what happens, that's what's been happening constantly, and it's getting ridiculous, and... So, I might as well start again. start again from the top. It's like, I might as well just do another recorded show by myself, all alone, by myself. I mean, if you're listening to this, if you can listen to this on live, then, you know, be sure that it's just going to be like this all the way. So, if you want to, just... Don't listen to it at all, and just wait for the download show to come up. So there you go. That's all I have to say. But if you have requests, send them to me as quickly as possible, because you know it's just gonna be terrible. I think after this show, I think I might as well just be on a hiatus until everything's sorted out, because I'm really really getting pissed off at this. I mean, I've never had this big of a problem with my internet connection, with my DSL connection, ever in my entire life, ever. It's never come down to this, and it's getting ridiculous. So I just get this sorted, and while I get this sorted, while I try to do something else, here's a track that was on Tea Time last week. Which I was on. I was on Tea Time last week, talking to T-Bird. And basically, in the show, there was a song that was played on Tea Time that I thought was cool. Resident SD thought it was cool as well, and he actually requested it. So, but I thought of it first. I thought it before him. So, from the... What was it? The Shooting Star official soundtrack for Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. Here is the Electro Extended Remix of Ungravitify. And I didn't even know who the artist was until I found it, and it's called, and they're called Cashel, or Cashel, or whatever. I don't know how you pronounce it. So it could be Cash L or Cass Hell. It could be anyway. But anyway, here's Ungravitify, the Electro Extended Remix. Enjoy. If you can. Hey there guys, welcome to Turbo Drive Live again. Basically I'm just going to stay out of IRC, namely because I can't, I can stream, but that means you have no contact with me whatsoever, so I'm sorry I can't be in the IRC chat room with you guys. It's just terrible for me being there. I mean, the only way you can actually hear the show, you know, without many hitches is me not being there with you. So, fair enough. So I can't use any other programs at this current time to play anything, like to interact with people. So it's just the way it happens. Unless people know my mobile number, which some people do, and will try to phone or give me a text or whatever. If you do, go ahead. Fair enough. It's like you can text me. Ha! You can text me your requests, but I highly doubt you will. Because it'll just cost you money. Yeah, which you do not want to do, of course. So, anyway, I've forgotten who was in the IRC chat room, so I can't do any chat. I mean, I know Resident SD was there. I know Sunny, number one fan, is always there. I was talking to Strong Bad, so he was there. Rory was there, but he doesn't listen to my show, so up yours. Violet was there. Sometimes she listens, but I don't know. And various other people. I can't remember everyone there. It's like I don't have a photographic memory for everything. But right now, just trying to get through as much as I can. So anyway, Sonic News Rewind. Only a handful of Sonic News this week. And some of it's it's only two pieces of news, but it's pretty big. It's very big, very big indeed. Very big shrew. Yeah. I'm trying to look for another song that Resident ST was requesting. Think of for. It was for the level select stuff for Sonic Jam, or Sonic Jam music, which I don't have for some reason. I don't know why. I don't have any Sonic Jam music. Strange. But, sadly I don't have it. Sorry, Resident. Right. I'll just continue on. Right. I think it's. Oh, I can't remember his last request. Right here. So I think it's right here, right on. Anyway, if it's not, who cares? Right. There we go. Anyway, Sonic News. Yeah, you're probably wondering what Sonic News has been going about. Yes indeed. It's like probably going, what Sonic news have you got for us, Turbo? Well, a little bit. The race to name, the alien race in Sonic Chronicles ended this past week, and we were waiting for the results of votes. Obviously, we had a few good hitters going in. We had, Gravitas, which I voted for 3 times. That was suggested by T-Bird and was put into the vote. Dusk, which was representing Black Arms, who suggested it for BioWare. And Psychor by Dreadnoughts. And of course, the infamous dark nude. Dark nude for an alien race. But the overall winner of the voting, who got the most votes, was the Zoa. Oh dear. I mean, it's good it wasn't the Guardian, because that was one of the choices, and the Guardian was is a pretty bad choice. But the Zoa, obviously the Zoa was kind of like, you know, the Zoa just reminded me of other things as well. Apparently it was suggested by the Sega Nerds, who I think is a US website, I think. I'm not sure, I think it's the UK, I don't know. But they suggested the Zoa, and it came from... The name originated from Sega's, the Sega RPG title Panzer Dragoon Saga for the Sega Saturn. And, fair enough, you know. When I heard of Zoa, I actually thought it was like ripping off Krizoa from Star Fox Adventures. You know, the Krizoa. But, I was totally wrong. So, there you go. But anyway, nevertheless, the new enemy race in Sonic Chronicles, the Dark Brotherhood, is the Zoa. So congratulations to Sega Nerds for suggesting the name and got the majority of the vote. Although I still thought Gravitas would have won. You know, I mean, Gravitas just was a better name, really, I think, in my personal opinion. But anyway, never mind. Now, the big news story that just hit the Sonic News, the Sonic News section just a while ago, obviously last week I was talking about the I can't remember now, the trademarking of a new Sonic Sonic name being out of Sonic Sonic Unleashed. And you know, it was cool to hear that there was another title in the making. Okay. Now, recent some CG and in-game screenshots, which have been entitled, you know, into which are rumored to believe to be footage. That was found on Sega's FTP for one of the FTP portals the press websites. And basically, the screenshots, many people were thinking, "Yeah, this is." Many people are believing that this is Sonic Unleashed, the CG artwork with it, and the CG cutscenes anyway, and the in-game. Cut screens. The snapshots or whatever. Yeah. Now, with uh, Now, obviously, not many Sega has not confirmed this at any way, but the screenshots look very, very genuine. So genuine, in fact, I would bet my entire collection of Sonic the comics. To believe that is a new Sonic game, it's legit, but I can't guarantee that it is Sonic Unleashed, even though Sonic Unleashed was announced, trademarked name was announced, but I can't guarantee whether or not that screenshots that's on Sonic News right now, you can find it at www.sonicstadium.org/Sonic News. You can look at there and see, you know, the top story there that has the screenshots of, you know, that was on Sega's FTP page. That was found on Sega's FTP. And some of the screenshots look good. But there's one screenshot that totally baffles me. It's so baffling that I'm weirded out by it. It's when it's a picture of Sonic, but his eye is he has a very, very weird, scary eye. It's so scary, in fact. I swear to God, I thought, holy shit, what the fuck have they done to Sonic? It's like someone's either stabbing him in the back or poking something up his ass. It just looks weird. I kid you not. I think it's absolutely strange as hell. The first couple of screenshots are showing Sonic in his supersonic form, and then Eggman, you know, is doing something to Sonic, and apparently it reverts Sonic back to his, you know, normal state. And, you know, but the screenshot in the middle of all this, where it's like Sonic is like screaming, it's like he's screaming, and his eye is like so diluted, it's like so small. It's like so weird. Oh my god, it's like, holy shit, what kind of scene is that? And, you know, and then obviously you have the next scene where Sonic's on the ground, you know, in pain. It looks like he's in pain, but it's hard to say. He probably is. But then you look at the actual gameplay footage, where it actually has a hub screen and Sonic running around, and many people are thinking, oh, this is looking to be the kind of like gameplay system of Sonic and Secret Rings. But and this is a major but, the graphics look a little more polished than, you know, a typical Wii game, I think. Just graphically, by the screenshots, it looks like it could be for a next-gen system. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not making any, you know, any speculation or whatever, but it does look like it. It looks like it might be a 360 title. It could be a PS3 title for all I know. And if it's the same gameplay but just more polished graphics, and it's made for the Wii, then yeah, it could be for the Wii. It could be Sonic Rider, Sonic and the Secret Rings is twin brother or something, you know. But no, from the looks of it, it looks okay. It looks cool. I mean, it looks a little serious. I mean, it starts off with Super. You actually see Super Sonic at the beginning, if I'm right. If those CG screenshots are that off the opening scene, then I'm gonna be amazed, you know. It's gonna be pretty amazing to see. It's like, no question about it. But yeah. Again, sorry people for all this happening just now, like I can't keep a connection to save my life. So, you know, it's just gonna be constantly like this, so you just have to get used to it now. And, you know, if all else works, you know, I'll just have to do recorded shows. Yeah. You know, which will be a bummer. You know, it'll be a big bummer. But, you know, it's just how it's gonna be until I get this mess sorted out. And by God, I do need to get this mess sorted out, or else I'll be canceling Tiscali and try to go for another ISP. Because I've been very loyal to Tiscali. I've been with them, you know, for a very long time. And now I'm suddenly getting this crap handed to me on the silver platter. And, you know, it's just terrible that I'm being treated this way. While other people, you know, it's like, no one's given me an explanation of why this is happening to me. They're not giving me an explanation of why anything's happening. I mean, it's like, all this started when the phone line was started crackling, and we were thinking that was the problem, that the line, there's something wrong with the line, but we've phoned BT, I phoned Tiscali, and they're all saying there's nothing wrong with it, and we're not taking responsibility for it. So I can say, F you, go to hell, you son of a bitches. And, you know, help, and stop being lazy twats and help me in this situation of dire need, you know. So, but anyway, it's just one of those things. Just one of those things that happens that you just have to get used to. Alright, well, I can't do anything else more. Oh dear. Very tired, sorry. It's just lack of sleep. Right, okay, I'm just gonna continue on now. See how many listeners are supposedly listening in. We've got about roughly 14. I mean, it's all good and whatnot. Thanks for trying to stay on and listening to the show, even though you can't hear me, what I'm saying. But you know, thanks nonetheless for connecting or trying. But anyway, if you're downloading the show, thanks for downloading the show. Anyway, I mean, you know, much appreciated. If you're still trying to keep up to date of what's going on in the world of turbos. You know, world, whatever, but, nevertheless, it's still something, you know, that's why there's always downloads of shows, so you can always catch up of what you've missed, every time, it's always best. I mean, you could just, like, click the file and just listen to it there and then, you know, thinking that's a live show, but, well, which I do with, side-scrollers, which is Screwattack.com's, podcast, Side Scrollers, you know, great podcast, possibly one of the greatest, although they've had some troubles as of late. I mean, like, the last couple of weeks were troubles with Handsome Tom, who was part of Screwattack, but decided that, you know, you know, it was a very personal relationship thing between him and Stern and Craig, and then it got to the point where Handsome Tom wanted part of the company because he didn't have any part of the company. He was part of, as in, you know, he was like a host and stuff like that, but he wasn't actually owning or co-owning the site with Stern and Craig. But you know, Stern and Craig didn't want to do that. He couldn't do that because financially he couldn't do it, and you know, it couldn't work. And obviously, it just ended up in Tom just leaving, and also Tom's girlfriend, who is Perfect Liz on Screw Attack as well, and she left. And of course, their dog, which was also part of Screw Attack as well, left as well. So that's kind of sad. But you know, they've had their crazy stuff. We've got our crazy stuff. I've got my crazy personal life that's going to going to hell. I mean, it's like, I've got friends who, you know, mistake what I say and, you know, are hurt by what I say, and I try to apologize, but they're too thick-skulled to actually get it into their head that I'm apologizing and I didn't mean what I meant, and they can't even, and they don't want to put it in. They don't want to put it in their heads, and that in turn is actually hurting me, because I think I'm in the wrong, and I'm, you know, I feel like that I've done something wrong as well, and I feel hurt myself. So it's just a ricocheted ball coming back and forth between two walls, and it's getting really ridiculous. And I would like that, like these people, to get it through their thick skulls that I did not want to hurt them in any way. I didn't even mean what I said. I didn't say out in the open this, that, and the next thing. I didn't even say it. They predicted it. They thought I said it, but I didn't. In reality, I did not say the exact words that they say I said. It's confusing, ain't it? But, you know, sometimes people are just too emotionally, you know, so the slight slip of words ever said, they go on, people go on an emotional crying spree. And that hurts me. That hurts me a lot. In fact, and the biggest bombshell this week was getting jip from a girl on a bus. And it's like, after a hard day's work, after all the crap that I get, it's like the crap of you know, constantly doing the customers right, but the customer is also jeopardizing my job by making me do these unauthorized discounts because of some twat or some pricing system gone wrong, and, you know, I have to discount all of this down to the price that it was stickered at by whoever it was who would love to kill. And, you know, it's just things like that. I was just pissed off. And I was pissed off at that. And I'm on the bus trying to sleep, you know, rest my eyes, rest my head. What's happening? A girl is kicking my foot from her own chair, like her own seat, which is aligned to mine. I've got my foot, you know, I've got my, you know, I'm crossing my legs like, you know, as a man would do. Like, you know, one foot on, one leg over the top of the other. And I'm just sitting there resting my head trying to, you know, trying to ease the stress. What's this girl doing? She's kicking my foot. She's kicking my foot constantly. She keeps on kicking, and I, you know, obviously by the third time she does it, I said, "Stop kicking me, please." And she said, "What? I'm doing nothing." It's like, it's blatant. And not even her friends couldn't even bother to even tell her to stop it, because it was annoying me. And when I did say, you know, "Look, I know it's you. Stop kicking my foot. It's quite annoying, please." And she says, "Maybe you might have a twitch or something." And it's like, I said, "I highly doubt that I have a twitch." And she said, "You're a freak." And that just hit me in the, that just, it was, at that moment, it was at that moment that I was pretty much kicked in the balls, punched in the face, and left to die. That's how it felt. A person calling me a freak is possibly one of the most embarrassing, because this is on a bus with a few people, and if, you know, people overhearing this, you know, explanation that she meant, that she went on to say. And, you know, it just hurt so much, because it hurt my dignity. It hurt my dignity as, you know, as a person. And it really hurt me. So, those people thinking, those people who are out there saying, oh, you know, you hurt me because you said this, and you've done this. But they don't go to see that I'm also hurt as well, that I've said this, and I've upset them. And now I'm getting hit both sides. I'm getting hurt by my own friends, and I'm getting hurt by random people in the street. That is how bad my life has gotten to. My life has been so bad that, and a lot of people can relate to me. You know, I bet Rory's had his fair share of bad shit happen to him. And, you know, I can relate to him sometimes. You know, I've had a lot of shit happen to me. I've had a lot of bad things to me. But I truly, truly, truly do not deserve to be said, said by these people who I call my friends. And I do still call them my friends, no matter what. I don't care, you know, what happens to me or whatever, you know, I just still like to classify them as my friends. And, but, really, I don't want to hear things that, oh, you constantly hurt me, you hurt me, oh, it's what you think, I don't want to hear that. It's hurting me more than it's hurting you explaining that I've hurt you. It just goes right into me, and like it's beating me with a hammer. In fact, at times, you know, I feel like I want to kill myself. Seriously, I want to kill myself sometimes. I am that serious, people. This is me. This is me talking straight up, saying that, you know, if you constantly going on and on and on and prompt me at things that I've said to you, and then, you know, saying that it hurt you, I feel so terrible, I think I should just kill myself, because that's the only way it'll stop. You know, it's the only way, and I just feel terrible that I might as well just end my life now to stop the hurting of these people and my hurting, which is hurting me as well, you know. But overall, I think, you know, people should just try and, you know, stop hurting each other. I try not to hurt people. I try so hard not to hurt anyone, because it's not in my nature. I may be a guy, but, and, you know, I'm maybe supposed to be acting like a very big, tough man and whatnot. But no, underneath me, I'm a very sensitive person. I'm a very emotional person. I'm a person who would want to protect anything and anyone by any means necessary. From any bad shit, from any terrible ongoings, and, you know, and, you know, it's just bad that no matter how I try this, and no matter how I try to you know, support my friends and support my friends. These are friends online. And it's like, the friends around me, they're fine. I mean, you know, they're okay. I mean, they can get along without me half of the time. And I never say anything bad to them. But it's the people online that I really have troubles with sometimes. And they always take, it's like, they always take the things that I say in the wrong way, and I don't mean, and I keep on saying, I don't mean it, I really didn't mean it, I swear to God, but they don't listen, and when they say it's hurting them, it hurts me, and it's just a vicious cycle, and I feel like I should kill myself, and, but I don't want to do that, because that way it'll hurt people even more. In fact, it'll actually hurt my family, which is all that I need. It's like, kill myself, there goes my family, in an emotional wreck, because of people, of other people. And it just spreads like wildfire. That is just terrible. That is absolutely terrible, ain't it? Very terrible indeed. So, you people who are listening to this, do know that I am there to help you, not to hurt you. And if I do hurt you, please accept my apologies. Instead of going into this self-woe saying that I've hurt you. Because in the end, I might as well just hurt myself even more and inflict pain on myself. Because I've done it before. I've bashed my head in so many times. I've literally punched myself. And this is during when I'm during, like, having a chat with one of my friends. I've actually done that in front of that person, and they were scared. They were scared I was gonna kill myself. But they never learn, because I can still do that. I can still hurt myself to the point that I can just have a really bad, you know, bashed up face. Like, anyone cares about my face, because I'm the ugliest bastard in the world. I'm a guy with glasses, for Christ's sake. Guys with glasses have no, you know, interesting qualities about them. That's probably why that girl was just thought I was a freak. I'm a freak with glasses. Enough said. So there you go. Enough about my rant. I mean, it would make no sense whatsoever to people. I mean, to some people anyway. It's just pointless. I mean, I go on various big tangents. You know, so I was first of all, I was talking about Screwtech. Now I'm talking about my own personal life, which is just terrible. I mean, it's absolutely terrible. But yeah. I mean, my internet connection, well, obviously, if you're still wondering about my internet connection, it's like, it's holding, almost. But I'm not going to do anything drastic. I'm not going to go into any chat rooms at all. But if you do want to send me a comment, if you do want to send me, you know, something in the words of words or something like that, try to send something to my email address. I will try to get in my email address right now. The email you can send them to me is turbo@tfmx.co.uk. It's very simple. So simple, in fact, even a 3-year-old baby can memorize it very easily. You know. So if you've got any comments of what I've said, if you've got any comments about what you would want me to talk about, or if you want to share any views or whatnot, and I won't say who you are if you want to declare anything. Like, declare any problems that you've had, you know. I won't say your name. For the interest of fairness that I can uphold. That I don't want to hurt you guys any much more than I'm hurting other people already. I mean, it's absolutely terrible. Literally. But yeah. If you got any, you know, if you got anything you wanted, and in fact, if you got any more Sonic requests, I know Resident ST put in a couple of requests before I jacked out of IRC. If you got any more requests, send them in. You know, send them to my email address, which is turbo@tfmx.co.uk. Send them in, and hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to you, or talk about, or talk whatever you want to talk about. Alright. I'm going to put on another music track while I'm doing this. I felt like going back to one of the Project Chaos, going back to the Project Chaos album, which is a OC remix track album. Ooh, I'm having a lot of gas tonight. Must be that big mince round pie. Yeah, I was going through the tracks and I thought, oh, what the heck. Might as well play the Doomsday from the Project Chaos album, so, because this is one of my favorites. That and Scrambled Eggs, I can't remember, but this one's one of my favorites. So, enjoy the Doomsday, done by Snappleman, Asheni, and Norg. So, all compiled. Well, not. So enjoy that, and Turbo Source Impressions, I don't know what Turbo Source Impressions will be about. I might actually talk about another DVD that I probably didn't get a chance to talk about. I'm not sure. But anyway. Here you go. Here's the Doomsday for your listening enjoyment. Enjoy.
Turbo's First Impressions.
Hello and welcome back to Turbo Drive Live. It's time for Turbo's First Impressions. Now, I said it was going to be a DVD review, and I think I haven't talked about this DVD before, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. It's a 10th anniversary DVD. The DVD, it's a 10th anniversary release, and I actually like this movie. It's part of a movie trilogy, and I loved this movie franchise, but I never have owned an actual DVD of this franchise, and I've just now gotten this movie on DVD, and I found it very cheap, and I actually got a free soundtrack with it. Yes, I got a free soundtrack with it, and I don't know if you guys would recall, but I did play a track from that soundtrack in one of my previous shows. It's none other than the 10th anniversary edition of Austin Powers' International Man of Mystery. Yeah. I was able to get that, and Austin Powers, he's the man for you. Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. Austin Powers, obviously I am tongue-tied, as normal. I'll probably say again once everyone connects on, is back online. Basically, I'm talking about Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, the 10th anniversary DVD. Okay, so what's special about it? Well, it's got a wee documentary in it. So besides having the full movie, I don't know if it's remastered in any way. I mean it was 10 years ago, but I don't think it was that bad. But maybe it was reinvented. It's got edited scenes, extended scenes, deleted scenes, stuff like that, the norm and whatnot. But the major thing that I thought it was worth the money, well, in HMV, this is where I got it, HMV, when they were selling it, they sold it with an extra disc that was the soundtrack of Austin Powers. And I was thinking, oh yes, I am getting this, because I've never owned this DVD, and I've sure thought that getting it for I think it was £8 when I got it, or it was either £8 or £10, and I saw, and there was actually two versions of this DVD. There was one with the soundtrack, and there's one without the soundtrack, and the one with the sound, and they were both the exact same price. So I thought, what's the point of having two versions of the anniversary edition, but one doesn't have the extra disc, and it's cheaper, or in fact they're exactly the same price, but you get extra disc with this one. So I thought, oh, might as well get the extra one. Obviously, it'd be much simpler, and I did. And obviously, it's worth my money. I mean, the soundtrack itself, if it was a two-disc soundtrack with lots of licensed songs as well, it'd probably be around about the same price of what the DVD would be. But I think it was definitely worth my money. It was the movies kick ass, no doubt about it. The movies kick ass, but overall, it's pretty good. I'm gonna try to find another song of it as well. Austin Powers. Austin. Don't have Austin Powers there. That's kind of strange. So I would have thought I had Austin Powers here. Well, maybe this is it. Maybe not. But I'm just still trying to find it, but anyway, if you haven't seen Austin Powers, it's done by very talented, obviously it's done by the same guy who plays a Shrek in the Shrek movies, and that's oh my god, Michael Myers, and he's very funny. I mean, in everything that he does, it's like any movie he's done, he's funny. I mean, he's like, he did Wayne's World, the duo movie, I mean, it's like 1 and 2. He did, obviously, the Austin Powers movies. He did, obviously, the Shrek movies. He's done a lot of movies and a lot of comedy movies, and he's been very successful. And no doubt he is, because he's just absolutely, he's comedy gold, Mike Myers, you know. And Austin Powers definitely shows it. With the long running jokes and they work, and obviously it's very funny. I mean, Austin Powers International Man of Mystery is the story of a 70s English spy, or 60s English spy. I think it's 60s English spy, and basically he is trying to stop an evil mastermind known as Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil. Not Mr. Evil. He's a Dr. Evil. But, yeah. Basically, Dr. Evil escapes from an attack of Austin Powers, and he goes on to freeze himself, and cryogenically freeze himself for a future time where, you know, free love didn't rule the world. But no, it was funny. So yeah. Right. So anyway, I'm rambling on, aren't I? Oh dear. So I'm kind of rambling on, aren't I? Dear. But yeah, obviously the story continues, and it's like 30 years into the future. It's now 1996, and the same time Dr. Evil was frozen, Austin Powers froze himself as well, just in case Dr. Evil returned. And you know, he then getting unfrozen, Dr. Evil's unfrozen, Austin Powers is unfrozen, and they go on to try and stop him, you know, like Austin Powers tries to stop him. But also during the way, he's, you know, being himself in this world that, you know, doesn't do the whole kind of like peace sign dude thing, you know, free sex, you know, and stuff like that. Or, you know, it was just weird. But the comical genius in it is just fantastic. You have to see it. If you don't, then you're just an absolute sad bastard. You know. But it is kind of, obviously it's fully adult. I mean it's a 15 rated over here, so, you know, it'd be pretty high rating as well in other places, but it's pretty adult. You know, you have to be an adult to actually know that it's very funny. Anyway. Right, apparently I can't even remember where I left it. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I can't even find where the tracks are now. That's great. It's like it's obviously one of those times where you don't know where everything is, and you know, it's a pain in the backside, of course. It happens. Yep, yeah, it happens. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, it's again. I'm still trying to find the music for it. It's like I did rip it onto my computer. I know I did. Obviously, I did. It's like, obviously, it wasn't like I put it somewhere else. It's like, it'd be stupid if I did. It's just I can't remember where it was. Ah, there it is. Ah, right. Okay. Right. We're getting there, people. We're getting there. Just be patient. Here we go. Here we go. You know, it's we're getting there now. You know. Now that here we go. Right. Right. That's going into requests. Right. I've got to play your request now. So, here we go. And to start off with the request, obviously, we've got Resident SD's request coming up soon. But I'm going to be playing, first of all, this track from Austin Powers. And it's actually from the opening of Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. And pretty much a very memorable theme song for this movie. So here you go. It's Quincy Jones and his orchestra with Soul Bossa Nova. So you'll instantly recognize what it is just by the tune of it. So be sure to enjoy it. You better be, because it's good. It's good. Damn good. So anyway, here you go. Here's the opening to Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. Enjoy. And after that, we've got Starlight Zone from Sonic 1, Mushroom Hill Zone Act 1 from Sonic 3 and Knuckles, and right there, right on, digital remake track from the official album of Sonic Rush, done by Hideki Naganuma. So enjoy, and I'll see you soon. I'll see you again sometime in the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the songs. Enjoy. Enjoy. Yes. Hey there, guys. This is Turbo again, back here. Obviously, I'll wait until everyone's come back. That was, just to reiterate, those were a few of Resident SD's requests right there, so be sure to, you know, give him thanks, you know, because he's the only person who actually ever requests Sonic music, so there you go. Right, now, people, an update on Sonic News has just been revealed. Apparently, those screenshots that I was talking about earlier on in the show, those are genuine. Those are for, you know, the new game, Sonic Unleashed. So far, the game tends to be, Obviously, I lose myself in the moment, right? Sonic Unleashed. Now, Sonic Unleashed has now been officially announced by Sven Jocelyn, Dreadnux, of course, and he's saying that that from what he's gathered from Sega himself is that Sonic Unleashed is gonna be the next Sonic canon game. So obviously it's gonna be another, you know, proper Sonic game, not like any of this mini game crap that we've been having for the past six months and spin-offs as well. Apparently this one, you know, if you will, it'll intend to follow on from Sonic 06's Iblis disaster in more ways than one. Yeah, hence the weird and unimaginative dark creature getting the screenshots this morning. Now, here's a problem. It goes on to say that obviously you see Sonic, Super Sonic attempting to stop Eggman once more, but a new trick up his sleeve results in Sonic having to deal with a rather unnatural curse. Oh dear, what is that curse? It's like the last curse we had was Sonic having an arrow stuck in a flaming arrow stuck in his chest, and was slowly killing him. But no, this time around, what's he got to deal with now? A werewolf version of himself. Oh dear. What's the first thing that comes to your head when you think of werewolf and the lead character of a game? To me, that brings me to, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess? Yes! Aye, apparently, yeah, Link, the main character of Legend of Zelda, that you've played as, at the very beginning of beginning stages of the game, gets turned into a wolf, into a werewolf as such, or a wolf anyway, and, you know, has to deal with most of the game as, some of the game as in that wolf alter ego as such. But no, this is absolutely weird of Sega to do this, is to make a werewolf-esque version of Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh dear. It's also supposed to be a gameplay gimmick, so obviously you're going to be turning into the Werehog a lot. We're just going to call him Sonic the Werehog. But, yeah, apparently there are screens of it, and I actually, you know, downloaded one of them, or copied one of them onto my hard drive, and it's a concept art or concept CG art of it, and it has Sonic standing, and then behind him is a shadowy figure of his werewolf other half that he's cursed with in the game, supposedly. And oh dear, this could get bad. It could. I'm not sure. It's like I'm excited. Yay! It's another Sonic game, but I'm also kind of bewildered that this has happened. I have become very bewildered that it's, you know, by these screenshots and, you know, whatnot, it's kind of looking pretty weird as such. Kinda, anyway. Now, obviously, people were thinking, okay, then which format's this gonna be on? Apparently, it's looking to be that it's going to be on the Nintendo Wii. Being that, some of the reports saying that the file names for these images, one of them saying ONM cover art. And ONM could refer to the official Nintendo magazine. And, you know, that could imply that it'll be a Wii exclusive game. Another canon game. Not a spin-off, but a canon. Like an actual straight-on follow-on. But like I said, it's not official yet. It's like, if you want to see the whole story, go to sonicstadium.org/sonicnews. The story's up there. Sven just put it up in the past, 25 minutes. So go check it out now. It's also got a link to the other screenshots that are around. And I can tell you now, it looks great graphically, but I'm very surprised that it's actually gonna be on a Wii. It looks, so far it's looking to be a Wii game, because it's got that same element of Sonic and the Secret Rings style running and switching to the 2.5D platforming on the odd occasion, which is what Sven's describing. But this is basically what it's looking at just now. You know, it's looking pretty good but weird at the same time. It is looking pretty gorgeous, as it's saying in the article as well. It's looking pretty gorgeous, so be sure to check it out. Yeah, because it looks great. Looks very good. So, anyway, thanks for staying on, you 15 people's you. But go check it out. It's Werewolf Sonic. And also there was mention of a new character as well being in this game as well. A brand new character to the series. Another brand new character to the series. That's just gonna make things a whole lot easier. Not. But no, we will do it in typical Sonic fashion of we'll look at it, we'll grunt, and then we'll just carry on. Simple as that. So anyway, been trying to get some emails, and of course, didn't get any emails because you don't like me. Of course, yep. Now you people like me. You don't want to send me emails and tell me what songs you would like to hear, and or even hear on the downloaded version. Anyway, you know, like so you can listen to it again and again and again. I think I should play more from the Austin Powers soundtrack. Yeah, I think that would sound cool. Because I like that soundtrack. It's pretty cool. So, yeah. It's like a very long one as well. Yeah, this one's a good one. The Shagadelic Austin Powers score. Austin Powers score medley. So, you people enjoy this, and you know, please send in your requests, because obviously it'd be very well appreciated to actually get your requests for the show. It'd be a heck of a lot easier as well. But anyway, right. Right, George Clinton did this array of music. So enjoy. And we're back, obviously, here on Turbo Drive Live. Obviously, yeah, not many people are listening now because obviously it's still not streaming yet, so hey, whatever. Man, I've got a lot of... Obviously, it's been a lot... It's like... Last week it was, I was like on for 30 minutes and then it was completely disappeared. This time it's just me phasing in and out of the line of the living and the dead, you know. It's kind of weird. But anyway. Right, here's a couple of more requests heading your way. Courtesy of Resident SD, who does use my email address, which is fan-fucking-tastic. Unlike the rest of you people who listen in, can't even be bothered to boot up Microsoft Outlook or any email application and type in the two box turbo@tfmx.co.uk. And remember, it's turbo, you know, my name, at tfmx. You know, .co.uk. There we go. Very simple. So simple, in fact, you can probably do it in 5 seconds if you're a very fast typer. But anyway, here's a couple of more requests coming up, which I'll be finding very soon. Ocean. Pal. Here we go. Radio. Here's Ocean Palace from Sonic Heroes. And, the theme to Wild Canyon from Sonic Adventure 2 coming up right next. Requested by Resident SD, the number one Sonic fan. Well, okay, maybe not number one, but, possibly a very veteran Sonic fan. Yeah, a veteran Sonic fan. A Sonic veteran. I think so. Anyway, he's very cool. He knows his Sonic. Knows his Sonic indeed. All right, here you go. Here's Ocean Palace for your listening enjoyment. Enjoy.
stay on point like every single day. I gotta protect this place, I do it for my race.
Turbo here again on Turbo Drive Live. I was looking in Sonic Stadium on the Sonic Stadium message boards, and by God, is there a lot of people talking about Sonic Unleashed. I mean, there's over 50 members viewing the official topic of Sonic Unleashed, and everyone has gone nuts. I mean, literally, they have gone on. You know, and talking about, like, you know, it goes, it's constantly going on and on and on, and, about, like, certain things. In fact, Gab's Girl, one of the members of, SSMB, made a brightened up version of, the picture that had, the werehog in it, as such, and obviously brighten it up. The hairs on that version of Sonic the Sonic the Werehog, you know, it looks pretty damn detailed. I mean, it's like every individual hair is like implemented on it. Also, it's like, people are still kind of very, wary of how advanced the game's graphics will be, and Stringerland, who is very well known for doing his Stringerland corner, or Slingerland, corner in, the Sonic show, which is the most, which is the ever popular, video podcast that's released by and created by J Disco Phones, went on to say that it's like he heard He heard this game called Super Mario Galaxy. Looks pretty damn good. It can't be for Wii, though, because it looks so good. And he's talking about Sonic Unleashed, the screenshots from Sonic Unleashed. And he's right there. I mean, the graphics look very, very polished. I mean, Sonic and the Secret Rings, yeah, the CGI was great, but the in-game footage was pretty bad. It wasn't fully on smooth as such. It wasn't silky soft smooth, which the Sonic Unleashed screenshots looking here tend to look very, very, very kind of like smooth, very like baby soft smooth. I mean, come on, it's like it's so smooth. It's like you can literally, you can probably like put a stick of butter on it and it'll just melt down it with no problem whatsoever. But I think that's a little too disturbing. But no, it looks, the graphics in those screenshots just look amazing, and I would be very shocked if this was a predecessor to Sonic and the Secret Rings and it was for the Wii only. I would be very shocked. If it's for the 360, then I'll be pleased, because there'll be another Sonic game for the 360 that I would love to have in my collection, because obviously Sonic 06 was absolutely pig's ear bollocks, and even though I still have it and I still own it, I'm never gonna get rid of it. It's worthless to other people now, except for myself and my collection. So there you go. But anyway, obviously, have you got any views on it? Email me turbo@tfmx.co.uk. It's like I'm here. I'm not queer, but I would like to hear your answers. You're probably laughing it up a lot. It's like it'll be absolutely terrible, right? Anyway, what was it? In terms of my kind of like irrational kind of like, disconnections, I've actually gone to Tiscali's help desk and have gone to see, see if there, if it's got any solutions. It's only telling me what the problem, what it is, what really is the problem to it, and giving me a few things to it. So obviously it's very difficult to check these just now, so yeah. Alright, so yeah. But anyway. I mean, it's held on for quite a while now, hasn't it? I mean, a good 5 minutes. Lovely. But yeah, I hope you have semi enjoyed this pig's ear show. Because it is, it's just an absolute pig's ear of a show. I mean, it's good that about 13 listeners have actually stayed on to listen to the live show, or so-called live show. I mean, it's not the greatest, but it could be more. If you want to hear everything again, go download my download the show again, and listen to it. Simple as that. That's all I can say. So yeah. Right. I think I should be wrapping things up now. I've got about another 5 minutes, so I should wrap it up as right now. Now, shows for this week, be sure to check them out. Got hopefully tea time this week with the Sonic Hour in Cool Junction with it as well. With its the third guest, which I think is I think it's Sven's girlfriend, is it? I can't remember, but it's a girl. It's a woman. A woman. Wow. It's like you never get women on SSR shows anymore. I mean, we used to have Violet and we used to have Stray, but you know, they disappeared and they didn't want to do their shows anymore, which was a big letdown, you know, for SSR. And it's like we don't want SSR to be a fully dominated male organization. We would like to have, you know, a share of giving it to, you know, women, you know, be much easier, much more sex appeal as well. But anyway, the Sonic Hour is on Sunday at 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, of course. Then straight after that, hopefully, is tea time with T-Bird, of course. Oh yeah, and Sonic Hour is done by Dreadnux, of course, the guy who runs the site, and Roreye Black. Then on Monday, you've got Speednux Pie at 7 p.m. I think he said at one point, or 6 p.m. Hard to say. Just stay online on through Monday just to find out. You've got Thursday. I think, don't know if JJ's still doing randomless strikes on the Tuesday. Sorry, you know, see if he's still on. Wednesday, you've got the Raccoon Zone with Rory, who hates my guts. He hates my guts. I tell you not that he probably hates my guts because he never wants to talk about me. You know, it's like Turbo Drive Live on the Saturday, yeah, alright, next, then you got tea time with T-Bird, and he's like, yeah, thank you for not telling people who I am on my show, thank you very much. Obviously, it's probably, maybe it's because it's self-explanatory, but not many people would think, you never know, it's like Turbo Drive Live might be hosted by Stringerland for all I care, or Slingerland, you know. Even though he's classed as an SSR DJ, he doesn't actually have an SSR show, which is strange. Anyway, moving on. Thursday, Dark Noise, with Coast to Coast with Dark Noise on Thursday, hopefully. I can't even bother of Iceman doing his shows because I swear to God I've lost faith in him. Faith in him ages ago. Literally. It's just absolutely terrible that he can get away. He's literally getting away with murder, really. It's like not doing his shows. Seriously. But anyway. That's it, really. Yeah, so I'll just continue. Oh, wait, and Tiger's Eye with Roreye Black on Friday as well, so check that out. And then you're back with me on Saturdays, Turbo Drive Live, hopefully. I mean, I'm going to try these situations that the Tiscally Help Desk is giving me and try and see how they work. If they don't work, obviously, that's me. It's over. Yeah, I'll need to go on hiatus, but I will notify that. Oh, also, before I go, quick update on the competition to let you know. The competition will end on the 11th of April, so be sure to get your entries in before that date. The 11th of April is the closing date. So once it hits 11, once it hits 12 o'clock on the 10th of April, that's it. It's over. The 11th of April is the closing date. Or the closing day, even. And, you know, during that time, I will be going over the... And that's Greenwich Mean Time as well, so be sure to get them in, okay? So far, I've only had a couple. But that's fine, because I know, I think, the best is, you know, the best is safe for last. Anyway, so I'm gonna go before I completely lose it and just absolutely end it all today. Right. I'm gonna end the show with a very standard track. In fact, Austin Powers might as well. It's I played this before on my show before, and not many people were kind of like recognizing what it was. So here it is. It's Ming T with the BBC, the song BBC. Enjoy it. I do. It's kick ass. Like it. Enjoy it. See you next week. Hopefully. Anyway. And if you want to recap any of the show, download it in the download section as soon as I put it up. It might take a while for it to get up. Yeah. Okay, enjoy the last song of the show tonight. Thanks very much. Good night. Mrs. Will ya make me tea? Make love to me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC. Yeah, yeah, yeah. BBC One. BBC Two. BBC Three. BBC Four. BBC Five. BBC Six. BBC Seven. BBC Heaven. Mrs. William. Make me tea, make love to me, put on the telly, to the BBC, to the BBC, yeah, yeah, yeah. BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, BBC Five, BBC Six, BBC Seven, BBC Heaven. Will ya make me take my love to me, put on the telly, to the BBC, to the BBC. Peace! Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the number one source for Sonic music. See you later!